The high temperature, of course, is a natural phenomenon. The Earth's atmosphere, the water surface, especially the ocean, all interact and result in, the pattern of rainfall and temperature. So we are experiencing temperatures, though they look high, but if we take the mean temperature, it is actually near normal. This is what came out in the outlook for South Sudan from March to May 2019, produced by the Greater Horn of Africa Climate Outlook Forum, which set between the 11th of February and convened in Entebbe.
What is the cause of these high temperatures? Of course, you said here that drought is going to worsen due to persistent dry conditions and unusually high temperatures. So what is the actual cause of these high temperatures of recent?
Generally, there is, the effect of climate change. All over the world, temperatures are rising, and this is, a fact. And you see now, scientific fora and even people dealing with, the environment and even in agriculture, they talk about abnormalities in the weather pattern. So this is all happening under what we call climate change. But on the normal level, we know it is a dry season. The dry season in South Sudan, this is time for it, and in the Horn of Africa. So the temperature normally rises, but maybe the scale is a bit different. I'll draw you to one important point.
Yes.
The mean temperature in South Sudan, according to the Greater Horn of Africa Climate Out Forum, record that the mean temperature is normal. It is not actually that hot. It is normal. Yeah, the mean temperature.
So if that is the situation, how serious is the dry condition according to the Greater Horn of Africa Climate Outlook Forum? What is the prediction of the dry condition in South Sudan?
Yeah, for the season starting from March to May 2019, the mean temperature in the country is predicted to be, normal. The eastern part of South Sudan, and that actually all the way from say Kapoita to eastern Upper Nile, the temperature is predicted to be, cooler than normal. That is about the temperature, according to the prediction and of the Climate Outlook Forum. About the rainfall for the same period, March to May 2019, it is predicted to be normal or near normal all over South Sudan, with the exception of the southern part. That is actually Western Equatoria and parts of southern Greater Bahrain in the period between March and May 2019.
We are almost approaching April, and there is no serious rainfall. When do we expect serious rainfall that will enable people to go for food production?
Climate scientists, they sit and gather data and put together their predictions for a 3 months. So when they said last February and put together the data, it showed that we are going to experience in South Sudan a normal rain between March and May. We are still in March.
Do we still expect our rain to come?
Things may change. But what they came up with, we expect normal rain in most of the country and above normal in the southern parts of South Sudan.
Are we still within the period of expectation? There should be no cause of alarm. There should be no worry about rainfall.
According to the predictions, and remember, prediction is probability. No one can be sure how rain is going to behave. But what scientists do, they gather all the data, and based on their reading of the data, they will make projections. Sometimes these projections can come true, other times it may not. So let us remember, we are dealing with nature. Nature is not predictable. No one can know for sure, for 100%, whether the prediction is going to come true or not.
Now, what should really be done to minimize these dry conditions in South Sudan and in the whole of Horn of Africa?
What I can say, maybe I can turn your question the other way around. What are the recommendations based on the predictions of the rainfall between March and May 2019?
Okay, no problem. Go ahead.
As I say, over most of the country, we are going to have an experience normal rain, which means rain is going to come normal, and even in the southern parts, it's going to be above normal. So as the rain starts, and we've written it, weather for FEG and ITPC, they will be actually coming back, and that is very critical. It means a high number of returnees is expected, and it is recommended that they be provided with livelihood kits, such as feed, tools, and fishing equipment, to enable them to participate in the agricultural activity. So this is actually required of all agencies, including the government. Number two, input. need to be trained has started, you know, access is going to be difficult. So sourcing of these inputs and distribution to various locations is actually required.
Yes. My last question is that what is your message to the farmer who is worried that rainfall is going to take longer than expected as he's preparing the land? There is no rain coming, but you're saying that rain will still happen between March and May. What is your message to that farmer who is worried about rainfall?
My advice is that based on the information we have, the rainfall is going to be normal. They have to prepare early, get their land prepared, get the inputs together, and prepare, because rain is going to be normal according to our prediction. Let them not just get stuck, being worried and do nothing.